Roasting Meats for the Holiday Feast. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Now, with families gathering together to celebrate the season, roasting meats seems to be the preferred method of preparation. Rod Bain has the story on what's available and how to prepare them from a food safety standpoint.
Now, when one thinks of the holiday meal, perhaps the meat that first comes to mind for many Americans is the turkey. There are many other selections to choose from.
Some families like to have ham, some lamb, some veal roast, and they become a tradition with families. But it is very important that we handle those safely so that we have an enjoyable holiday season.
That's Diane Vann, the manager of USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline. She says on top of all those choices, there are other options, such as Cornish hens and capons. But she adds that no matter the meat of choice to be served with the holiday feast, it seems that the primary choice when it comes to preparation is roasting.
Roasting seems to bring out a wonderful flavor in the meat. It also fills the house with wonderful scents. And often we think of those when we are thinking of the holidays.
And no matter the type of meat, there seems to be a consistent method of roasting meats in a manner that promotes food safety.
It's safe to cook your meat in the oven at a temperature of 325 degrees or above.
Now, USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service offers a holiday meat roasting chart to help cooks determine how long to cook a specific meat and at what temperature. The roasting chart can be found online at FSIS's website, www.fsis.usda.gov. And Vann adds that more information on food safety and proper cooking of meats can be obtained through the Meat and Poultry Hotline. That number is 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington.
Now don't forget to use that cooking thermometer. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful Christmas. Join us again Monday on the TRN.